Jay and Jim and Richard. Richard Krause, Booze and Reviews, it has arrived!
Yahoo!
How are you, pal?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. We're going to be doing even more excellent tomorrow as we get to saddle up to the bar and order from our good pal, Richard.
I know. It'll be the first time I bartended. It was like in maybe 20 or 25 years, something like that. It's been really long time. And so I'm getting my draft pulling arm ready. I've got weights. I'm using that to make sure that I'm powerful enough to pour drafts quickly enough for everybody.
Nice.
But I'll be at the Duke on Queen Street from about 3:30 probably till about 7:30 behind the bar. We're raising money for Abuse Hurts. It's a really great charity. Stop by, bring an unwrapped toy if you have one, or just come by and have a drink, as I'll be donating whatever money I make behind the bar to the cause.
They're stuffing a TTC bus full of toys, and you better do a really good job, because I haven't told this to Jay yet. They invited us next year, and so I'd rather just defer to you, Richard. I'm gonna set the bar so high.
All right, that is coming up tomorrow afternoon at the Duke on Queen Street in Toronto. So listen, we've decided to go back to something that we used to play on Jim's show, which is the Richard Krause movie game. Before we get to the booze portion of the game, we're gonna go back to this. Jim, tell everybody how this works.
Basically, it's does Richard Krause love these movies? And Richard will give us, we've never done this live, Richard will give us the synopsis of the movie. We'll hear a little bit of a clip. Then Jay and I will try to guess what Richard gives it. So what's the first movie, Richard?
Okay, the first movie is based on the autobiographical music by Rent composer and playwright Jonathan Larson. It's called Tick, Tick, Boom. It's the story of an aspiring composer in New York City who's worried that he's made the wrong career choice and that his time to find success is running out.
I'm Jonathan Larson.
I have an original rock musical.
Hey, boy genius.
That I have spent the last 8 years of my life writing.
He's getting out. You're going to be rich and famous.
And rewriting.
Did you crack it yet?
Oh, I'm getting so close. And rewriting.
Okay.
A musical about the writing of a musical.
Yeah.
It's very meta.
Yeah.
So we have to decide how Richard is gonna come down on this one. What do you think, Jim?
I'm going to say Richard. Listen, when I see Lin-Manuel Miranda involved in it, I think it's going to be good, but I don't think it's going to be 4 stars good. I'm going to go 3.5, Jay.
I think Lin-Manuel has been in a bit of a slump since his initial massive success, and I'm going to say Richard's going to give it 1.5 stars.
Richard?
He's right back on top with this one. Tick, Tick, Boom gets 4 out of 5 stars for me.
And wow.
You're right, Jay. It is meta. It's a musical about another musical wrapped up in a movie musical. But it's all about the creative process. Andrew Garfield, who used to play Spider-Man, plays Jonathan Larson. He's fantastic in it. The music's great. If you are a fan of musical theater, you'll really want to check this one out on Netflix.
Okay, what's next?
This game's called Murder is the wild new Ron Perlman movie. It's on VOD this weekend. It's a very dark comedy about the eccentric members of the Wallendorf family as they struggle to maintain the facade of a prominent, successful family while their violent nature rips them apart.
My dad, he can make people do anything. He can track people's cell phones and see through any camera that's with internet capabilities.
Why?
Money, religion, world domination.
A Ron Perlman vehicle. I never thought that he would be the prominent reason that I would want to rush to a theater.
Love Ron Perlman.
Gangs of Anarchy. Why can't
Sons of Anarchy? That's right. Anarchy. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. I'm going to say 3 stars.
Hellboy. I'm going to go 3.5. I think this has got cult movie written all over it.
It does have cult movie written all over it, but I only gave it 2.5 stars because it is strange for the sake of being strange. And that only takes you so far. And the movie extends the weird stuff so far that it feels like it might snap like an overstretched elastic. So that's why I only gave it 2.5.
All right. And what's the final movie?
Brian Wilson, Long and Promised Road. It's on VOD right now, and it's an intimate journey through the legendary career of the Beach Boy leader and songwriter.
Brian just threw away the rule book, just took you out of where you were and took you to another place.
There was no greater world created in rock and roll than the Beach Boys. The level of musicianship, I don't think anybody's touched it yet.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Anything about the creative genius that is Brian Wilson's got to get at least 3 stars. That's where I'm starting with, Richard.
I'm going to say 4 stars.
Okay.
Richard?
Once again, both of you are wrong. 3.5 out of 5 stars for Brian Wilson, Long Promised Road. It doesn't teach us any new information about Brian Wilson's well-documented life, except that his music speaks louder than words. If you want to know about Brian Wilson, what this movie tells you to do is listen to the records, because everything you need to know is already right there in the lyrics and in the grooves of those records. So 3.5 out of 5 stars, and you'll find it on VOD this weekend.
It's good, because God only knows is my answer to absolutely any problem that I've ever had. I'll just play that song anytime, and it always makes me feel a bit better. I can't think of a time that I've ever seen a mint julep referenced, let alone drank, that wasn't some sort of Southern Belle or Deep South type of movie, Richard. But that's the history we're getting into today.
No, absolutely. The mint julep is the official drink of the South. It's the official drink of the Kentucky Derby, where they sell nearly 120,000 mint juleps have been sold at the race each and every year. Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind loved the smell because it reminded her of her father, apparently, who drank these things like nonstop. So when she met Rhett Butler, played by Clark Gable in the movie, he had just had a mint julep, apparently, and the smell of his breath is one of the things that attracted her to him. Ray Charles has written a song about it. William Faulkner, when he moved from the South to Hollywood, the great writer, used to go to Musso and Frank, which is the legendary cocktail bar on Hollywood Boulevard, still there. And he'd go behind the bar and make his own, because he figured that anyone who wasn't from the South didn't know how to make them. And they're super easy to make. You just need 10 or 12 fresh mint leaves. You muddle them, which means you put them in the glass and then take a spoon or something like that and smash them up a little bit. Put a little bit of water in there, a sugar cube, a few ounces of rye whiskey, a little bit of brandy, some fresh mint as a garnish, and then fill the glass up with soda water. And you've got a delicious drink that was originally used as medicine, like so many of the drinks that I've told you about. Oh, yeah? On Booze and Reviews. A lot of these drinks started off as being things to settle your stomach.
Huh. All right. So that sounds fantastic. I'm wondering, is this what we're going to, like, are you doing your Tom Cruise cocktail routine tomorrow, or what?
No, you know what? I used to be able to spin bottles and do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, I will be lucky, honestly, if I really remember how to pour a draft. I will.
Seriously?
Yeah. If you want to come in, a Ryan Coke, I'll make you a Ryan Coke.
Okay.
I'll pour drafts. I can open beer. But people, I posted on this on Facebook, and other people that I worked with like a long time ago at Mr. Green Jeans, where we used to make these just wild drinks, were texting in and saying, I'm going to come down and order a chocolate monkey, which is like a drink that I probably made 10,000 of many years ago, but I can't quite remember what's in them today. If you bring bananas and ice cream, I'll try and fake one for you tomorrow if they have a blender at the Duke.
Shocks me. I thought your blood type was gin. I thought you were made for tomorrow.
Well, no, listen, I'm going to have fun, and maybe it will just all come flooding back to me once I'm on the other side of the bar. That's kind of what I'm hoping.
All right.
Listen, before we let you go, Richard, I have just enough time because we have some extra time. I attended a party for Screwball Whiskey earlier this week.
Oh, fun.
The co-founder of the company, Stephen Yang, was in town, and I told him about you. He said, how'd you hear about us? I said, it was my pal, Richard. I said, actually, he's doing a charity event on Saturday. He said, wait right here. He ran over to his guys. He said, give me all the Canadian money that I have here so far. He came over,
wow,
and he gave me some bottles of Screwball for the event, and he gave me $300 to put into your tip jar.
You are kidding me.
I'm not.
Wow.
That is awesome. So I will see you at the Duke tomorrow. That'll get things off to an awesome start.
All right.
That's awesome,
looking
man.
Forward
Thanks
to
so
it.
Much for
no,
that,
No, my pleasure, and thank you to Stephen from Screwball, because that is all him. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
And
I love
don't
it.
Forget,
all right, guys. See you tomorrow.
Don't forget Richard's podcast. Give us the name quickly here, Richard. Last Call.
It's on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get podcasts.
Last Call.
Jeez, Jim, he was already the other side of the condo getting a drink at the bar, and you made him come all the way back.